Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Maybe just as the beginning of this week's Seder Parshas Korach, there's a ma'aseh that is said about Reb Chaim Priske, and that there was an ongoing issue historically of Yidden who were shechtim, but they didn't shecht under rabbinical authority. There may have been Yerushimayim, and there have been Erlich Yidden, and they were shechting correctly, but there was a new agenda by the Rabbonim that every shechet should be under rabbinical authority. It was very hard for the Rabbonim to actually implement this policy because some shechtim were reluctant to change to the changes, and they were reluctant to put themselves under rabbinical authority, and it was quite a revolution, and that took place between the wars, and some shechtim just didn't do that, and they continued to shecht without rabbinical authority. And again, some of them were brilliant shechtim, and they were Yir Shemaim, and they were very good, but it just didn't do that additional, subordinate themselves under rabbinical authority. And they were called Schwarze Shechtim. They were called the Schwarze Shechtim, the Black Shechtim. It was a bit like a black market, and indeed they were a lot cheaper than all the other ones. And the way they acted was, historically, the way it's been going for hundreds of years. You shecht, and then you bring it, you have a check, and you bring it to the shechet, and he would, and they didn't just do it. And between the wars, however, there was this great, this very important agenda from the Rabbonim to actually implement this policy of any shechet being under rabbinical authority. At one point, the Rabbonim convened, and they got together under the guidance chaired by Reb Chaim Priske. I believe it was Reb Chaim Priske, maybe the Beis Halevi, but I think it was Reb Chaim Priske. And they met together to discuss this matter and to implement some policies and maybe to execute some fines and to make a rigid, solid mahalach with regards to the Schwarze Shechtim. And they got together, and it was quite an enterprise to get everybody around the table. You can imagine the Rabbonim from all over Europe and to get together to discuss this issue of the Schwarze Shechtim. They all got together. They had limited time. They all wanted to travel back the same evening to go back to their hometowns, where they were obviously needed as Rabbonim. And they got together. And Och und Weh, as they sit down, everybody sits down about to discuss this matter, chaired by Reb Chaim. Then one of the Schwarze Shechtim sits down and says, one of the Schwarze Shechtim himself, one of those that needs to be discussed, he sits down. He's never been invited and never been asked to join this meeting. On the contrary, he's completely unwelcome, but still he sits down and he amongst all the Rabbonim. And obviously, everybody's upset, they have limited time, they need to get to the point, they need to discuss it, and he sits down, you know, he plonks himself, and they all make a sign to Reb Chaim to remove him, to tell him gently to get out of the house, because they can't discuss it in his presence, defeats the purpose, they can't have him there. They make a sign to Reb Chaim, and they tell him this is a Shechet, but Reb Chaim wouldn't hear it. He just says no, and he doesn't want to discuss. He doesn't want to send him away. So obviously the discussion is not needed. So they just discuss a little bit, five, 10 minutes, they discuss a little bit of matters, and Reb Chaim gets up and he says it's the end of the meeting. People should go back to their home cities, and they all very shocked, but that's what he said, that's what they're going to do, and they all literally take their hats and their coats, and they walk off, and they go back to the home city. There's only two, which obviously they can't reschedule the meeting for the next few months. It's going to be quite a while, but that's what they did. They all went away their own ways. And somebody then asked Reb Chaim, so why did you do that? Why can't you send him away? This is a massive loss for all of us to have to come back, and why can't you just tell him gently to get out of the place? And Reb Chaim then explained. He said, listen, this is a very important topic we need to discuss. It's really important, it's critical, and it's crucial, and it's essential that we sit this. But to send a person away, that's really pushing it. That's really politics. That's really making a machloikis. Pozuk says, lo yeke korech v'cha dosoy. This week's Seder, one shouldn't be like korech and his congregation. And to make politics, to create the machloikis, there's no head to fall. He says, whilst it's really important to discuss our matter, but to create a machloikas, that is not hetter. If we would have sat together and we discuss it, that's what we're allowed to do, that's what we have to do. As a bonim, that's what we must do. But to push that step further, to make a machloikas, to make a politics, there's no hetter for that. I think it's a moiding meister, because it tells us there's always that border, and a person, when he's in the right, always wants to push that agenda that little bit further. Reb Chaim is teaching us in this story that although you may be in the right, even if you are in the right, but to push that a little bit further, that's already an issue of lo yeche korech v'cha dosoy. It's a very, very subtle, but incredibly important line to cross. And And that's what Chaim is teaching us. Which reminds me of another story as well, another line in the Igros Chaznish. Chaznish writes in one of his letters, he writes a certain point, and then there was a need to argue with it, and he sent him a letter that he argues with the point of the Chaznish. The Chaznish then tells him that he responds, and upon the response, the other Yid sent him another letter back. And here the Chaznish then tells him, says, "And I appreciate your points that you made, but I will not send a second response back." He says, because it's no point, once you've made your point and you've said it, to go over it again. That's really making machloikas. I've said mine. You understand my, you're Talmid Chochm, you understand my side, you understand my opinion. But to continue and to this ongoing additional discussion, there's no point. You know, you hold yours, I hold mine, and we will agree to disagree kind of thing. I'm not going to push my agenda further. I think that's the notion of the Chaznish. You don't seek to be right. You don't seek to continuously be in the right. I've made my point, and we'll depart from here. I think that's very much that point. And it's very much against the person's nature. Okay, to continue where we are holding, we discussed last year about the halachas in Siman Shin Yud Dalet, and we discussed machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. When do we say that Shoyva Odom Choves? When is a person allowed to break a barrel open in order to get the food from the inside? When is a person allowed to do that? And we said, according to Rashi, this is a general rule of Ein Stira Bekelim. There's a rule that a person is allowed to penetrate, to break a barrel open to get the food inside. The Tosfos disagrees, and he says that's not always true. It's only true, there's no rule of Ein Stira Bekelim, it's only true if it's a clear ruah, if it's a weak clear, only then it's permitted to get to the inside. And it's not, it's only if it's a weak keli, shvacha keli. But if it's a solid keli, there's no heter to break it open, even to get the food inside it, because there's no rule of Ein Stira Bekelim. Having that's what we discussed, and we will be discussing this again, Beis Hashem. But now, tonight's topic is actually not an additional element within that. And let me just start from the words in page 238, two lines from the bottom. And that's a person is not allowed to make a clean, tidy hole in the barrel. That by creating a new hole, there's another issa. Yes, you're allowed to break it open, correct? Breaking the barrel open is mutter. According to Tosfos, only if it's a weak keli. But to break it open is mutter. But to make a tidy, neat hole, that's another issa. And that's tikkun mona. There's a rule of making, creating a hole. And that's also, you're making a hole. You're creating something. That's also, that's tikkun mona. And that's what he's telling us. If I can just read the words of the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Ches, she'eino isikli. Over there, he quotes the Rambam that ha'oise dovor shu gma melocha har is a told as makke bepatish, a person who makes is makke bepatish. If a person is creating a hole, he's actually creating something, and that's the issa, and that's the issa. Yeah. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues with the words. Afilu nekev be'alma also linkev b'mechadosh. Even if you are making a new hole, afilu nekev be'alma. Even if it's a small hole, it's also linkev b'mechadosh. If it's a new hole, you're not allowed to create a new hole. Afilu yesh b'nekev chadosh im la'chiva also. And if there is a hole already. To make the hole larger and nicer and tidier, that's also. So again, to break the barrel open, that is mutter. But to create a new hole, that's also. And here the Shulchan Aruch continues, v'im ha'yo sakin tokua me'erev Shabbos b'chobis. Imagine you've got a knife inserted in the barrel. So for some reason you stabbed, you put the knife into the barrel before Shabbos. So and that's that kind of sort of like kind of a plug. You're allowed to take the knife out, and that will serve then as a Yeah, it's like a plug, and now it's the liquid is going to stream out. That's fine. It's going to flow out. That's muta. Shalenu mischav lois if you're not intending to do anything. Tamot disqualifies it to some extent. And it's you can only take the knife out, and therefore allowing the liquid to flow out. You can only do that if you did that once before Shabbos. But if the knife was inserted before Shabbos and it was never taken out prior to Shabbos, but also then you wouldn't be allowed to take for the first time round the knife out of the barrel on Shabbos, to have a psikresha, because then it's as if you're actually creating a new hole on Shabbos to some extent. Though it's a nekev, you're making a hole for Pesach and a hole that covers to the barrel. That would be also. But if you've had the knife in and out before Shabbos, you're allowed to take the knife out before Shabbos. This is probably quite similar to quite a lot of the kelim, the packages and bottles that we have got nowadays, that there is a hole already, but they have been added up with some additional layer on it. Without going into details, but there is certainly some bottles, some cartons which are like that. There is a hole there already. They just like covered it up with some layer of something, and all you're doing is you're breaking that again open. So that would be within this halacha that you're not making a nekev chadosh. You're not making a new hole. There is a hole already, and all you're doing is you're breaking this semi-permanent plug, as it were. You're breaking that open again. So again, the rule of thumb that we need to remember is that if there is the breaking open is muta, again, depending on machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but to create a tidy neat hole, that would be also mishum makke bepatish.
You're not making a hole, but you're breaking it open. That's why it's muta. And after that, after Shulchanoch tells it even more. Even if you're making a small hole, I'm just skipping those few lines over here. Go to the next line. If you're creating, quoting the Rambam, somebody who's making a hole, which is there, to bring something in and take something out, such as when you have a chicken cage and you're creating a new hole there for the chickens to go in and out, doesn't have to be for the chickens to go in and out, he could just be for the light to enter, to penetrate, and for oxygen. That could also, you're making a hole for the oxygen, you're also again oivon patish. Hushem kolel gemar melacha she told us av melacha she umen makke bepatish ha kli b'shaz gomor lash v'zak m'musoy lefich gozwa kol nekev. So he said, what Shulchanoch, but the Mishnah is telling us over here, he says an issa of creating a hole, the creation of a hole is also on its own, as long as it's a usable, a hole that can be used. Okay. You're not creating a new hole. Because, I don't know which one you're referring to. Which ones are you referring to? Oh, the regular, the ones. I'm not sure. I don't exactly know which ones you're referring to, but I know that some of them, and the regular Tesco kind of orange juice and apple juice. So now, I'm not sure for a fact, yeah, but if it's muta, then it is, which it could very well be that it is, then I think that you're not actually creating a new hole. You are you're actually just destroying, there's some a layer there, and you're just destroying it. That doesn't mean that you're actually creating a new hole, because you're creating a new hole is when you have a layer of something like a lulch the patana goylim or the chavis over here, which was a solid area, and you are there making a hole for something to go in and out. Then it's considered, that is considered mishumakir patish. That's considered making a hole. Over there, it's different. It's that you're just tearing something open. You're just tearing something open, and that's not considered. If you make a hole for the carton, that'll be the equivalent, and that would be also. But that's what you're doing over there. There's a hole anyway. Exactly. That would be makir patish. Yeah. But over there is a hole already. It's just that there is another layer of something there, and that's why it would be muta. But again, I'm not. Okay. Now the next case.
is as follows. If there's that, this is an interesting case. This is the shaila of okay, there was a barrel of a liquid inside it. Imagine wine, and there was a sword stuck inside it. A knife stuck inside it, inside the barrel. And would you be able to take the knife out and then the liquid is going to flow out? Yes or no? The hole is existing already, but there's a knife in there. Just pulling the knife out. Muta also.
Like what you said before, the hole is there already.
If there is a knife in the chavis, in the barrel from before Shabbos, muta leotzi, you're allowed to take it out. And to put it back in. It's a bit like a plug, really. You're not adding anything to it. You're not intending to add anything to it. This is only, says the Ramah, that's only if you actually had it opened, if you had once the knife out before Shabbos. If you just the first time you're taking the knife out wasn't Shabbos, that's no good. If the knife was never out, then you're actually creating a new kind of plug on Shabbos. And that would be also. But if the knife was in the knife before Shabbos, then it's mutter le kule alma. Good. So that's the point over here. Sif base. That's an interesting one. There was a hole. This was a barrel which had a hole already. Historically, it was a barrel with a hole. But what happened was that it got filled. Over the months and weeks, it got filled from sediments, from other parts inside it. And now the hole is not a hole anymore. So, there was a hole, and this time it got blocked. If this is lower down, this is in the area where the sediments are, in the rock bottom of the barrel. Also, you're not allowed to open up this hole. They came in Shalemato, because since this is in the rock bottom of the barrel, and the entire weight of the wine is on this, this is probably a very proper, a very solid, a very thorough plug. It's quite a solid thing. It's rock bottom. It's quite solid. It's filled with sediments. And therefore, these sediments really are so solid and they're so hard and so thorough that by unblocking it, it's basically as if you have made a new hole in the barrel. It's a new hole that you're making. It's quite solid. It's quite proper. It's a real, real hole. It's a real filling. And now, if you're opening it, it's kepesach bechodosh, as if you're starting a new hole. Lemalu min hashmor, but if it's further up and it's very liquidy and very watery, mutar lefaschoy, you're not to open it, because really, what all there is a bit of leftover, a bit of something. It's not solid. It's not a rock solid kind of blocking. It's just a little bit of something. So now you can unblock. It's nothing serious. So mutar lefaschoy, you're allowed to open it. Yeah, so that leads us to Siv Gemel. B'mokim nekev yoshon. If there is a old hole, noikvin afilu b'makdeach. If there is an old hole, you're allowed to open it up. You're not making a new hole. There is a hole there already. So if there's an old hole, you're allowed to open it up. Afilu makdeach, even with a drill. With a hand drill. There was a hole there already. And all you're doing is you're opening it up again. You're allowed to even use a hand drill for that. Let's see why. Why is that? Yeah, good. Good, good, good. Yeah. Yeah. And the only thing I'm a bit nervous about, I think that, I wonder if some of them you're actually opening a new, normal. Yeah, is there any sound to say that you're making it clear by the actual? Is that, are you creating a clear by doing that? Mr. Or not?
It could be, it's making a kli. But, or maybe you're going to say that this little thing was there before. Okay. Right.
So I used to open bottles. So when I came to these bottles, it says even according to the people say you could open not these bottles.
Ah, thank
you.
Is it because of the making a kli or because of the hole or because
of the fruit ones pushing the
pushing? Yeah. I have a feeling, I'm not sure. I don't know if often when you have those white things, they are a little bit attached. They're attached before you break it open. They are attached to the other element. Do you know what I mean? So by breaking open, you're actually making something which was not a kli into a kli. So I'm just concerned about that, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure that's the case. I don't know. Yeah. To open it before Shabbos, I suppose.
Make a hole underneath.
Yeah. If you're ruining it, yeah. No, but I'm not sure. Yeah, but I don't know if that would help then. I'm not 100% sure you're right. Because would that help then to open the top?
No.
Ah, just to
make a hole in it.
Yeah, that's for sure, okay. That's true. I mean, Rabbi Yossi is right. Whichever kli we are talking about, any bottle and everything, even according to the Machmirim, if you break it into non-kli, if you break it from the sides, or you make a different opening, which is not a sensible opening, which is not something you normally use, lachnis v'loitzi asna, you're just breaking it open, that for sure is mutter. That's
the kids of Shulchan Aruch on this.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, if you put it into a glass jar.
Cans. Yeah. The only shaila is when it comes to the, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're allowed to open then the bottle lids. That doesn't necessarily work for bottle lids. If you take a knife and you break it open, it's not going to be a nice hole. It's not going to be a hole which is lachnis or lehoitzi. It's not a proper hole which is also lachmakim apatish.
Why is it so safe to smash the
thing? It is. It's a mekalkel. It's derech kilkul. That's fine. It's fine. As long as it's derech kilkul, it's fine. Derech kilkul is mutter. You know, what melacha is it? Any melacha is derech kilkul is mutter. Yeah, when with Rabbanan, even not. We should bring some bottles. That's a good idea. Yeah, but maybe we should finish the siman first. And then, you're right. It's a good idea. Yeah.
There's other ways, but you don't want to do that for a whiskey bottle. Then that would be a real partashis.
V'yeshoyim to the top of page 240. V'yeshoyim some say to the shore link of neck of Yoshan. Hello, bechove shel cheres shein astimu b'dek is yofe. Now, this opinion says that we said you're allowed to make a hole. That would only be true in a cheres, in a barrel which is made out of earthenware. Now, when we think about the chovis, what we think about a wooden one. It's not necessarily true whiskey. I'm sure it's in wooden ones, right? I'm sure, but it's not. Oh, it wasn't always like that. Apparently, historically, a lot of barrels were made out of earthenware. And it says that Ena Simon Medek is Yofer. When you're talking about an earthenware barrel, so there, to make a hole there, that's fine, because you're never going to get it 100% right. It's going to crack a bit. Avol Bechove Shalaitz, opinion holds that if it's a wooden barrel, Shemehat Kimoido Eit Shoisim Banekev, that there, if you manage to plug in, you managed to create a plug for the wooden barrel, there it's going to be quite exact, and potentially maybe creating a perfect plug. And that's going to be also. So that could potentially be also. So that's a machloikas. Stam v'yesh oimrim. Lemaisa, the some poskim amachmir, Mishnah Berurah seems to be soisim a little bit lechumra.
But yeah, okay. Rabbi said we discussed this evening the halachas of making a hole. So never mind all the shail of as to whether there is binyan b'sirah b'kelim or not. There's another issue of making nekev a hole, which is mishumakev patish. And we learned that this will be also either way. If it's lachlitzloitzi, it's chaim mishumakev patish. If it's a new hole, it will be also. If it's an old hole, which are reopening, that will be mutar. Good evening, Rabbi Isai.